All right, welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. You can go to Twitter, Twitch, YouTube. Our beautiful faces are available.
That's right.
The hard work of Mac Morenstein and Cody Tappish. We are here. We are back. We are live. Thanks for tuning into the show. We love doing what we do. God, I need a beer. I'm just going to be honest with you, man. I need a 16-ounce Miller High Life. Oh, boy. Right when I got to work, there's a gigantic tree.
Did you see the tree this morning on Squib, right?
Yeah, massive. But I didn't know what you're texting me because it just said squirrel down in tree. I'm like, is Bob high?
I was voice texting. I had like 85 things going on this morning, right? I got up a little bit earlier today.
Oh, I thought I was on a whole nother planet when I got here. I'm like, what? I'm like, is this?
And then I roll up and I'm like, there's this huge tree across.
Huge
tree across Squib Road, right? Which isn't, it's a two-lane street, not a big deal, but the whole tree's there. I'm like,
massive.
Am I seeing this correctly?
Did
right?
you go around it too?
I went around. Once you said that, I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Did you go? You went around the tree?
I didn't know what you're. I'm not trying to be a jerk. Yeah. I didn't know what your message meant. I'm like, I don't know what this means.
Well, when I saw Bob's message, I was like, okay, is he making a dad joke? Like the squirrel in the tree? I was like, okay, it's 4 a.m. I just don't have time for this. And then I was like, oh, okay, this is actually a real text.
I voice texted because I'm doing 18 other things and whatnot, right? This morning I was. Yes, I don't like not a lot, but I've also gotten to the point where Siri may be the worst invention on earth. Nothing is less efficient than what Siri is. Siri sucks. She can kiss my ass, right?
Oh, like Lord.
Siri is worse than the Royals bullpen. Okay, and I think like when you do these voice texts and then you look at 90% of what you mm-hmm. voice text and it's always wrong. So I've gotten to the point now where I'm just sending it. I don't care what it says, and if somebody can figure it out, fine, you can figure it out. But I'm not going through it all because the point of this voice text is to, you know, to make sure that your eyes on the road and you're doing mm-hmm. all this stuff. Well, she can't get it right. And nobody's ever said ducking and all of this kind of stuff. Right. So we're at a point where I rolled up this morning, like a little after 4, like I said, I got here a little bit earlier today cause I had some things I needed to take care of. And you know, the anxiety starts to set in. The time's not gonna be enough. And all of a sudden this tree's down blocking the entire road. Like there's no way around. I'm like, son of a gun. So I put it in reverse and I go back and it's not that big a deal. And I go through the Target parking lot. Mm-hmm. And as we know, it's quote unquote illegal to drive through a parking lot on your way somewhere. And we have had people pulled over by the police. You know, years ago, we watched it out here in front of the building. One of our sales managers get pulled over and get a ticket for driving through the Target parking lot because it's illegal, right?
Yeah.
And technically, it's illegal. Whether you want to debate that or not, it's illegal to drive through a parking lot to get to where. So I roll into the Target parking lot. The only car there is a police officer. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get pinched for this, right? So I roll up and I pull up to the police officer, and she rolls down her window. I said, hey, I just want to let you know there's this tree that's blocking Squib Road. I said, did you know about it? She goes, no, I didn't. Thanks a lot. And she took off, and they're going to go handle that tree. I get here. I talk to some of the folks on the Rock. I'm like, you missed the tree? They go, oh, yeah, we were notified ahead of time. I'm like, well, thanks for telling me that. Yeah,
thanks for the message.
Thanks for the memo.
Some interesting NIL angles that have been discussed. Obviously, the kid at Duke, Cooper Flagg. You saw that he had a shoe deal years ago, and now he's going to Duke and will wear those shoes.
Yeah, he's got a New Balance deal. I was out speaking to Leadership Kansas yesterday out at Home Field, which is this great new facility in KCK. I'm sure a lot of parents are familiar with Home Field and what they do and the kind of the academy teams that they have. And they were hosting this panel yesterday, and I had the opportunity to MC it with Leadership Kansas. And I was talking to my man Dustin Lewis, who runs Home Field and has done an amazing job out there. It is a great name, right? Lewis.
Dustin.
Yeah. And so I was talking to Dustin a little bit yesterday about, you know, kind of the NIL stuff and where we're headed and all this stuff. He goes, you realize like kids are now getting NIL deals by themselves. I'm like, oh yeah, I do. I mean, he goes like, look, Cooper Flagg is wearing Nike or New Balance shoes to a Nike school. I'm like, how is that possible? And they're like, well, that's kind of the changing face of the NIL. And we got into some more conversations about it. And we're talking about, you know, these Adidas deals that Kansas has. And Dustin was telling me, he goes, I can see the day. And I totally agree with this. He goes, where these apparel deals are done, where they're not giving the schools these big checks anymore because they've already got the players when they're 15 and 16 and 17 years old, and the shoe companies are going to go now give that NIL money to individual players, thus ending those cash grabs for schools with Adidas and Nike and Under Armour and New Balance because they'll just target the 10 or 12 or 14 players that they want, and go after players that way. And I'm like, oh God, that's going to be a big money, you know, suck from these universities that aren't going to get these, you know, these apparel deals anymore. What home field does, which I think is really cool. I'm like, well, what do you guys use here? He's like, we have our own line of clothing. And so that could be where we see these colleges going now, where they're marketing their own merchandise and they're not getting these NIL, not NIL deals, but they're not getting these big shoe contract deals anymore. The changing landscape of college sports, man, everything that you knew about college sports, you don't know anymore. And it's just drastically changing. And if all of a sudden these apparel deals go away from these colleges, that's a huge, huge chunk of money that's going to be going to the student athletes. And I like that a lot better because I think the student athletes deserve the money more than colleges do. And instead of wasting money on building a new locker room every year or paying coaches and athletic directors millions of dollars, you may have to rethink the way you're going to do things at the collegiate level. And I think it's good. It's time for a shakeup at the collegiate level.
Speaking of a shakeup at the collegiate level, our guy and our team, Dion in Colorado, their numbers are quite down when it comes to ratings because I just saw a number that says at this point last year and to this year, their ratings of TV viewership are down 51%.
That's huge, right? Big drop. That's nobody's those, paying like, attention anymore.
If it's like 25, 30%, you're like, eh, maybe somebody was doing, maybe didn't care about the Rocky Mountain Showdown, right? But that game Saturday night, 6:30, you'd think that'd have some, you know, eyes watching it. Not a lot. No. And they played.
Were you home watching that game?
I was, yeah, of course. Okay. But like, this is one of those things where
Jay Binkley, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hey, Don. You know, my thing is that I think it has run stale because I think at first it was like nice and they surprised a lot of people last year. Mm-hmm. And then this year they came back. Now they're 2-1. They play Baylor this week. They're a 1.5 favorite at home.
Right.
But again, I think people have, I think people are realizing they've had enough of it.
Right.
And I will root for Colorado because I love the aspect of Dion. I think it's fun to have villains in sports.
Absolutely.
I think him and Shador are the number one and number two villain. Shador is the number one NIL money maker in college sports, right ahead of Livy Dunn. And his
Travis Hunter should be making more money.
He's third. Yeah. So it's Shador, Dunn, and Hunter are your top three. And then it's like Arch Manning and Quinn Ewers. But I do think that there's something that's caused this, and that is not consistent winning. They are 2-1. They win this week. They're 3-1. And then maybe that's it when it comes to their wins this year in the Big 12. Maybe not.
They have UCF the following week. I didn't know UCF was in the Big 12.
Come on. They've been there the last couple of years. They beat Kansas last year in basketball.
Their first year
in the Big 12 at UCF.
You're right.
But I think the thing about this is that if they're going to try to get people back, they've got to prove it to them. And right now they're not doing that because they're beating teams like Colorado State and whoever else they played week one, which was just
North Dakota State.
Yeah, like, that doesn't do anything for you. Go beat somebody like Baylor's a team that if you beat them, like, yeah, all right, cool. And then they'll play the Jayhawks at Arrowhead here in a couple weeks.
November.
Yeah, so I'll be there for that game for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think I have to admit to it, right? Like being a fan of the Attitude Era in wrestling, there were times where it was like, you know, The Rock would get stale and then it was like a shakeup and you had to do something different, or Stone Cold would get stale. And then he went corporate Stone Cold and joined McMahon, which that documentary is going to be awesome. The Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix. And I do think, you know, that's the reason why the numbers are down is people were like, oh, this was fun, but not anymore.
Well,
it's not.
If you're winning, it's great, right?
Yeah.
And if you're going to be a grifter like Dion is, you got to go out there and you got to win. You got to find a way to win football games and really, you know,
prove it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have the bark, you better have the bite. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't had the bite yet. And so they got Baylor this week and then they got UCF after that. And then it's Kansas State, which obviously they're probably going to get housed in that game.
Yeah, 13th ranked team in the nation. You can hear that game right here.
You got Arizona, you got Cincinnati, Texas Tech, then Utah, 12th ranked team, Kansas. Who knows what that game's going to be like. And then they finish it out with 14th ranked Oklahoma State. Like, they've got to win some games in the Big 12 for people to stay interested. Otherwise, even Colorado fans are going to be like, all right, what are we doing here? We're just basically paying for Shador Sanders to get millions of dollars and we're not winning any football games. And that's where the NIL is starting, is really going to have the impact, is like when fans start to realize how much money these players are making and they're not giving them the benefit of the doubt anymore. Because no longer are you college athletes. I mean, Dion, you know, said, he goes, everybody's booing these guys now. I'm like, because they're making money. The expectation is there. You're going to produce. People are scratching checks for these guys to get this NIL money. And if they're not winning games, you're like, wait, what the hell am I paying for here? Because everybody just assumes now, because we're early in this, and I totally agree with this statement. If I'm writing a check and we're giving this guy $1 million to come play at our university, there better be wins.
Right.